This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Talk Radio Town Hall Day. Senator Kevin Cramer until the top of the hour. I guarantee you, nowhere else in America is a United States Senator taking 1 hour of his day, 1 hour of his day, to join the Talk Radio Town Hall. And take any question or comment you want. Kevin's not hearing us, but Chris, you work on that, okay? Well, I tell you that our friends at Pipers have got a big day going on. They were actually up in Mohall as well yesterday, putting out signs for a big sale coming up in Mohall.
Yep.
Steve Link yesterday doing that, pretty amazing.
No problem. We have to change.
And, Mohall is one thing, Renville County is one thing. You probably find a Pipers sign in 4 out of 5 counties in like a 3-state area right now. I mean, they've got more things going on. If you go to Pipers.com, you'll find out about it. Today is the second day of this Sadal family auction in Cooperstown that is nothing short of legendary. My gosh, trailers, tractors, industrial tools, heavy-duty shop equipment, and hundreds of lots of metal and scrap wire. I forget how many lots there are, but what the average auction, say it's 5 lots, there's like 15 lots in this thing. Do you remember when Kevin was explaining that to us the other day?
Yep, I didn't know what a lot was, but yeah.
Right, yeah, if you even asked, tell me what a lot is,
yeah.
Which I'm glad you did, because
yep.
we don't pretend around here. When we don't know,
yeah,
we
I
ask.
Don't know, I ask, yeah.
It's like the guy who called earlier and said, FSA needs to do this and RMA needs to do that. What do you mean? Cattails, we're feeding cattle cattails. What the heck? You're feeding cattle cattails?
Yeah, but we'll find out, though. We don't know. We'll get the answer.
Well, but do you hear what he said?
Yeah, I know.
He's putting molasses
with
the cattail.
Whatever they have to do. So I'm just praying for you.
Rips your heart out.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It just rips your heart out. Oh. And so as soon as we get Kevin's audio issues figured out here, we will get him on. But Don in Minnesota has been waiting, so we'll start there. Talk Radio Town Hall the whole hour, 1 minute, 1 minute only. For Senator Kevin Cramer today on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Dawn, go ahead.
Hi, this is Dawn Crow. I'm president of the Northwest Minnesota Republican Women, and I just wanted to speak for an event that's coming on July 29th in East Grand Forks at the Boardwalk Bar and Grill Banquet Hall. We're having David Barton in an event coming to celebrate America and tell us about our history. And our website is Northwest Minnesota Republican Women, NWMN, RepublicanWomen.com. And you can register to see David Barton in person. We'll also have Katrin Wickfall from the Center of the American Experiment speaking before him. And the deadline to order your dinner and come is July 20th, next Tuesday. Thank you.
Hey, Dawn, when is the event?
It's on Thursday night, July 29th.
All right, so just a couple of weeks away. Say that again.
Boardwalk Bar and Grill Banquet Hall.
You're talking about East Grand Forks, next to the old Whitey's.
East Grand Forks.
Okay. East Grand Forks, Minnesota, Boardwalk Bar, downtown East Grand Forks. Which is an incredible downtown, thanks to the vision of Mayor Lynn Stouse, one of the flood heroes from '97. Dear friend of mine, I haven't seen him in far too long. But David Barton, for folks that don't know, how would I describe David Barton to somebody that's never heard of David Barton, Don?
David Barton, he's an expert on our American history, a collector of artifacts. He's been numerous national, international awards, including Huku in education. He's been before the Supreme Court on issues. He's an exhaustive researcher.
Just trust me on this one thing. You want to be where David Barton is anytime he comes to North Dakota or Minnesota. Anywhere within the distance of where you live, you want to hear David Barton. Probably the most important guy, just from the standpoint of all the connections and everything we talk about on the show. God, country, family. I don't know of anybody better that puts God, country, and family together than David Barton. He's written one of my top 10 favorite books ever, The Bulletproof George Washington. If you don't think this country has God's favor, read David Barton's book, The Bulletproof George Washington. I hope I can be there because the Center of the American Experiment does great work, and so do the Republican women in Minnesota. So glad you're doing it. July 29th. The website, one more time, Don.
NWMNRepublicanWomen.com.
I brought it up. Great website. Yep. Very nice website.
Longest URL in the history of mankind, but it's a good website. Good. NW, like
NW,
Northwest.
NWMNRepublicanWomen.com.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you so much.
As opposed to whatsinyourmindradio.com, that's kind of a long one, too, I guess.
Way too long, which is why I never say it. Yeah. Senator Kramer can hear us now. We can hear him. Life is good.
I'm sorry. Yeah, life's good. So since Don called, and thank you for that, I mean, to your point about David Barton, the thing that's so great about David Barton and wall builders and all the things he's got going on is while he connects God, country, and family, he does it not just in an emotional way. He does it in a very intellectual and historically accurate way. He dissects the founding fathers' writings, not just the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, but, you know, where all of that came from, the origins of that line of thinking that created the greatest country in the world. And the reason it's so critical, to your point, Scott, why you should always go see David Barton if you can get there, is because this is what's missing from a generation or two, frankly. And we need to get schooled back up on it. Because when you see what's going on in Cuba right now, and when you think that the Democrats of the United States of America, including the President of the United States, and Black Lives Matter, who's all suddenly seemingly some, you know, great, honored, credible organization in this country, that they're blaming what's going on Cuba on us, the United States of America. And what you are seeing is a whole bunch of Cubans who want to be us, the United States of America. And they're so confused that they don't understand that it's the same thing that's motivating the people of Cuba to go up against their regime and risk everything is the very same motivation that the founders of the United States of America had when they went up against the King of England. And instead of saying, go Cubans, go, the Homeland Security Secretary says, don't come here, don't come here. We're trying to let all of the welfare state in, but we don't want you freedom-loving Cubans coming to the United States of America. You can't make this stuff up, Scott. I know that's your favorite line, but so go see David Barton. That's the point of my tirade right now.
Very well said. Very, very well said. Somebody said you were making popcorn is what they said. That's why you were late. It was an audio glitch or something? Technically.
Okay, everybody get yourself some popcorn and pop. I'm about to entertain you.
Todd, explain that line. When did Kevin Kramer say that? Because we wanted to entertain us.
He's Q&A, one of the governor's COVID briefings is in the Q&A. Somebody from one of the TV stations here in Bismarck had asked a question, and Senator Kramer took a deep breath and said that, and I probably sprayed coffee all over my room here and realized I need to save that one. That is epic. That was an epic beginning.
I think it had to. I wish I could remember the question. I suppose I can go.
I don't remember the question. I wasn't even paying close attention at that point until you said that.
Everybody get yourself some popcorn and pop. I'm about to entertain you.
Because it doesn't get any more epic.
Questions, you know.
and he did entertain us. It was really entertaining.
Well, I remember it being just one of those, like, oh, were you not paying attention kind of questions. I don't remember the specific question. But it was one of those, like, I cannot believe you asked that.
All right, we got a minute. Let's go to Nate and Fargo. Sure. You got a minute, Nate. All yours. The floor is yours for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go.
Thank you for taking my call, Scott. Good morning, Senator Cramer.
I may
sound like a broken record, but I'm going to try to get this out quick. I've talked a lot about Nord Stream 2 and how Biden took the sanctions off that. He said that he said, quote, my view on Nord Stream 2 has been for some time, good friends can disagree, but it's time I became president. It was 90% complete, and imposing sanctions didn't seem like it made much sense. Now, that gas is coming from the Bosnian shale basin, which GE just gave them $1 billion as part of a joint venture. ExxonMobil got the heck out because of sanctions. Will the Republican Party, maybe starting with you, start writing up sanctions for anybody that does business with Rosneft or the Bazanoff Shale Basin to help protect North Dakota and American oil and gas?
Great question. Great question, Nate. Hold tight because your answer is coming after the break on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by wind. North Dakota wind. You know, it's our most abundant and permanent resource. That's right. Find out more. Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Luke is back from Red Trenchless. Hey, Luke, tell us a little bit about what you've been busy doing these last couple of weeks.
Hey, Scott. Well, we've been filling up the calendar real well. We got projects going on in Medina. We're going to be heading down to Wahpeton. We're up at New John's Lake. We got some projects going on in Bismarck, Mandan here. Calendar's looking pretty busy, but we always got time to get new customers on.
When you do a drilling job, Luke, what do they say to you about how you do it versus anybody else?
Well, they're really impressed. You know, every job we do, Scott, we treat it like it's our first one, and we leave it better than the way we found it, whether that's restoration or just friendliness with customers. We stand out from other competitors in the area, and, you know, you can tell that by previous jobs we've done and on our website.
Trenchless technology, minimal excavation, and that means less disruption to traffic, business, and life. Repair, rehab, or replacement, call reddrilling.com. Call Luke at Red Drilling, 701-934-1134 today or online at reddrilling.com.
Thanks, Scott.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Okay, everybody get yourself some popcorn and pop. I'm about to entertain you.
That's the deal. We're putting all that on the shoulders of Senator Kevin Cramer because he is... He's got the popcorn, and we need to be entertained. I don't know how else to say sane in this incredibly challenging time we find ourselves in, not just in the United States of America, in every corner of the United States of America, but I'm saying everywhere. I'm saying in every corner of North Dakota. When you got ranchers calling saying, I'm going to sell my herd and quit in record numbers. You know who I wish I could have a conversation right now with about this, Kevin?
Who?
Can you hear me, Kevin?
I can. Okay. If you're talking to this Kevin, I can hear you.
We have a couple of Kevins.
I always forget.
I'm looking at the two haircuts that I'm aspiring for.
Me too. Me too. It's not mine.
This isn't a cut. This is nature.
Those are called low maintenance.
God did this cut. Yeah. I go to the supreme haircutter. God, he did it.
I dare say I have the most hair of any of the three of you.
Yes, you do.
Right? And yes. It's not much. And, you know, I hate seeing a picture of myself from the back because I see that little bald spot and I about go crazy. But I want to just
Wait till the rest goes.
Kevin and Todd. Let me ask you one thing.
Yeah.
Before we go back to Nate's question, because Nate has a question. He's on hold still, and he wants the answer on Nordstrom, the pipeline. Just quickly on the ranch thing, before the end of the show, I want you to hear a call we had earlier from a fellow in Jamestown who talked about what needs to be done with RMA and FSA. And I specifically said, what would you ask Senator Cramer, Senator Hoeven, Congressman Armstrong? And he answered that. So I want to get to it. But the bottom line was, sell your herd and quit is what's happening everywhere. Right. And if we don't find a solution, and the solution comes from FSA and RMA, we're done. We're selling our herd and quitting. And he said, you can't believe how many people are making that decision every day because you got nothing to feed the cows. So that happens, right? Happened in 88. It's happened other times. But to come back from that takes a long time. So, you know, you got a herd, you sell it, and you're done. You don't get back to that point. So, anyway, that's just a short version. But, guys, don't let me forget to do that before the end of the program, okay? Because I promised him he would.
Yep, you got it.
Earlier caller, all right? And we are brought to you today by Wind Energy, North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. Wind Energy paid $10.6 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners just in 1 year. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, 3,400 employees stand united in wind energy. But the great thing about the wind energy in North Dakota, they don't want all of the space for themselves. They don't. They recognize we are a player in a much bigger universe. We get coal. We get gas. We want to play with all of them. Hydro, everybody. Find out more about that at ndforallenergy.org. Okay, back with Senator Kevin Cramer. Nate, here comes your answer from Senator Cramer. Go ahead, Kevin.
So I think if I understand that you're wondering if I could introduce legislation or if we're looking at the possibility of not just reinstating the sanctions that Joe Biden lifted, but adding to them and to go after some of these specific companies that are involved in, you know, not just the Russian leadership, but these companies. I actually introduced the Powers Act, which does exactly that. It expands, the universe of sanctions. Now remember, the sanctions that were on Nord Stream 2 that were signed into law by President Trump in 2019 were part of the 2020 National Defense Authorization Act. Those were the sanctions that, you know, that President Trump used to put on Nord Stream 2 to stop Nord Stream 2. And that was put on the main contractors. Well, then Joe Biden comes along and lifts those sanctions. And so my response was to introduce legislation. I got a lot of co-sponsors, like in a matter of hours, that expands those sanctions, reinstates the sanctions, but then expands the sanctions to include subcontractors. In other words, I think the point exactly that Nate's making, Scott, and that is you can't just fiddle around the edges or just go after the top dogs. We need to make a statement, because here's what's happening. I've been talking to leaders from the various Baltic states. The vast majority of the European Union opposes Nord Stream 2. And when Joe Biden talks about friends, who he's talking about is Germany, and more specifically, he's talking about Angela Merkel, the chancellor. And as you know, President Trump confronted Angela Merkel, I think it was at a G7 or G20 meeting. It was a very famous confrontation over Nord Stream 2. You guys, here's the richest irony of all with Nord Stream 2. Nord Stream 2 takes Russian gas through the Baltic Sea, past several of former Soviet countries and Scandinavian countries. Anyway, it takes it to Germany. And in doing so, it it further monopolizes Vladimir Putin's hold on Europe. This is why, and when I say the vast majority, I want to say something like, you know, 70% of European parliament has opposed Nord Stream 2 formally as recently as this spring. And but even crazier than their dependence on Vladimir Putin, which is the last thing NATO countries should want, it has a 40% greater footprint on climate footprint or greenhouse gas emissions footprint than American natural gas in liquid form shipped across the ocean to our supposed allies and friends at NATO. Now, I don't want to throw all of NATO under the bus,
exactly,
because this
is
largely a German issue.
That's exactly what I'm getting at, is that we have such a clean product here in North Dakota, and it can be a savior for many years and be a tax-paying entity, that we need to protect that at all costs.
Exactly right. And that's why Donald Trump did what he did with Nord Stream 2. It's why I just bumped into this week, almost, well, literally by accident, in the Capitol to a diplomat that visited me a couple of times from representing the Polish embassy, because the Polish Minister of Energy has met with me three times on this topic. Three times he's met with me on this topic. Because, of course, Poland adamantly opposes in strengthening Vladimir Putin's hand and his monopoly. There are national security reasons. There are environmental reasons, greenhouse gas emissions reasons, economic reasons, obviously, why buying natural gas in liquid form from the United States. You guys, there's an incident that took place mid to late last year. Engie Power is a power company in France. It used to be owned by the French government. Now it's only owned like 49% by the French government. They made a long-term contract, signed a long-term contract for U.S. liquid natural gas to source their gas needs. The French government intervened and stopped that contract, and instead is going to continue buying from Vladimir Putin. So you've got a couple of really bad players in Europe that have no understanding. Well, they either don't have an understanding. I'm starting to believe they're more in collusion, frankly, just like I'm starting to think Democrats are more in collusion with, you know, with some of these same players than they are with America. But let's take this on. I'm sorry, I want to continue. You continue with this topic, and then I want to go to the next level.
No, I think you got his answer. I think you got a great answer, Nate, didn't you?
I appreciate that answer so much, Senator. My family and our extended family is extremely invested in North Dakota. We have 44 running wells in our immediate trust, and we have with the mineral rights, and we have 144 plus wells in the Art Link Trust that we're part of as well. Former Governor Art Link was my great uncle.
Oh my goodness! I was with Steve Link yesterday in Mohall from Pipers. His grandson.
Hey, Nate.
Yeah, I love it. Thanks, Nate. Appreciate the call, and glad you got that answer. We'll take a break, and you can pivot to whatever you want to do there quickly. And then Mike in Fargo is next on deck.
Iran sanctions.
Talk Iran sanctions when we come back, because it does dovetail on that topic. More after this. What's on your mind?
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson. He was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The death toll from flooding across parts of western Germany and Belgium rose around 100 Friday as the search continues for hundreds of people still unaccounted for. Rescuers are scrambling to find survivors and rescue people trapped in houses at risk of collapse. Chancellor Angela Merkel expressed her sorrow over the loss of life during a news conference at the White House late Thursday, saying the full extent of the tragedy will only be seen in the coming days. End quote. Los Angeles County in California will require masks to be worn indoors, even by those vaccinated against the coronavirus. The University of California Higher Education System also said Thursday that students, faculty, and staff must be inoculated against COVID-19 to return to campus. Xiaomi is now the second largest smartphone vendor based on worldwide shipments in the second quarter of 2021. The Chinese company captured 17% of the global market share, just behind Samsung's 19%, but ahead of Apple's 14%. USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We don't go on this program without our advertisers, without our clients. It just don't go. And we talked a lot about this with Charlie Kirk. And Charlie Kirk said how literally every one of the advertisers during the Charlie Kirk show are targeted by professional protesters.
That blew me away.
Unbelievable.
Even deeper into that story. Unreal.
So, to put this into an analogy I think most people will get, it'd be like the DAPL protesters. 90% of them were professional protesters. 10% were genuine people. They just came. They were very worried about native land. They were very... and I have a heart for them. I get it.
Bad actors.
No, the 10% are not bad actors.
Right.
The 90 are bad actors, right?
Exactly.
And of the 90, there's some really, really bad actors. Okay? Probably 10% of the 90 is like criminal bad. Okay?
Right.
And the 80% in between are paid. They're professionals. Okay? That's why they're all, you know, what do we call them? iPhone warriors.
We saw them pouring off the buses at the Trump rally in the Twin Cities.
100%. Yeah.
We saw them.
Yeah. So, but my point in this is there's no difference in how the left has a well-organized machine. And we need to spend a whole hour on this one day with Charlie Kirk. Because what I loved about it is I didn't know it, number one. And number two, it doesn't happen here. And the reason it doesn't happen here is because our advertisers go out of their way to prove. Anytime you hear an ad on K-Fire, The Flag, East or West, WDAY, KLTC, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you hear an ad, Todd, what percentage of those ads would be local ads? 60%? 70%?
Probably 60.
Okay. So, and you'll know the difference because local ads aren't male enhancement products, right? And things that we have no control over.
Like hair growing.
Yeah. Right. Hey. Yes. Yeah.
Hey, hey.
So you know it when you hear it. Okay. If I'm saying, hey, Dak Diesel's the best place to get your diesel truck, tractor, pickup fixed, semi, you know, that's not, you know, hair regrowing products or whatever. So the reason I bring this up is because Mike Lindell put out a challenge to Charlie Kirk and I. And he said, guys, Steve Bannon sold more towels in one day than anybody ever has because I told him he could do a $39.95. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. Mike is calling me right now. Kevin, will you come get this? So, I'm not joking. I'm not joking. Yeah.
Answer it. Casey Waters, Scott's connected. Yeah.
So Mike Lindell says to me, here's the deal. He says $39.95 our lowest price ever on the towels. I said, wait a minute, they're usually like 109, aren't they? Because you get, I forget how many towels, but
they're awesome. Yeah.
And they're the best ever, right? He said, no, $39.95, but you and Charlie together have to beat Bannon, okay? So I don't know, with all the breaking news yesterday, how much even Charlie mentioned this, right, on the show yesterday, but we've only got until, I think, Monday or Tuesday. How long is this $39.95 deal go, Mike?
We're gonna go to the end of the month now. It's been just huge. So
the contest between Charlie and I can go how long?
We can go till July 31st if you want.
Okay, and if they use the promo code Scott, I get the credit for it.
Right.
And if they use the promo code, I think Kirk is spelled S-C-O-T-T. I'm pretty sure.
Right. And it's a 6-piece set, by the way. It's a 6-piece towel set. Normally $109.99, $39.99.
Okay, you can't hear Kevin Kramer because he's on a different phone than you're on. But if you had a minute to talk to Senator Kevin Kramer on the talk radio town hall, heard in every corner of North Dakota, South Dakota, all of Western Minnesota, and a couple of Canadian provinces, what would you want him to know today?
Well, I would want to know we have a great historical dates coming up in our country in South Dakota on the 10th, 11th, and 12th, a cyber symposium, and it's going to be historical. We're going to have all the cyber forensic experts there, and we're going to actually show all the packet captures for the whole election. So, and then we're going to have all the media there and as many politicians as we can get there. And
by politician, you're talking about Washington, D.C., or you're talking about county auditor?
I'm talking about state legislatures, the ones that had to make the decisions back then. It's kind of like a second chance.
That's probably the most important people to be there, Kevin, isn't it? The state legislators.
State legislators, I'd say, yeah. Secretaries of state, certainly members of Congress and governors and whatnot, too. But you're right. So, sometimes we can miss the real... You know, the real important parts by aiming too high. But
if
yeah.
I had to pick one person from North Dakota out of everybody in elected office that I'd love to see there, it'd be Sean Riley. It'd be Sean Riley, Governor Burgum's IT, cybersecurity expert, right?
Sure.
Because,
sure.
Mike, that's what's happening down there. It's peer-to-peer, right? I mean, it's these cyber experts talking to people that haven't been paying attention to this about the technical stuff that none of us are going to understand.
Yeah. Right. Here's what it is. You know, I've had cyber forensic expert, white hat hackers from the government, outside the government, validate all this information I've had. Now realize nobody has seen this from January 9th on. So all those legislators, I know judges have seen this, no legislators. So having them there, what I'm doing is bringing in, you know, maybe 100. I don't know. We're going to have a lot of cyber forensic experts there, where they from universities, from every you know, anybody can bring their own as long as they have the requirements, which is the starting point is the CISSP credentials, and then we're gonna basically pass out the captures and say, here you go, show us what this says, and the politicians that are there and the media can just try and dig holes in it. They can't. It's 100%. Non-subjective evidence. So
here's my question. Get the experts there. Yeah. But Kevin, what are the dates again, Mike?
August 10th, 11th, and 12th. You can come one, two, for all 3 days or any day. We've got hotel rooms reserved for the all throughout Sioux Falls. And it's going to be just amazing. We're going to run mock elections to show everybody, educate people what packet captures are.
Now, the public is not invited to this, right? The public can watch it online, but like frankspeech.com, but the public wouldn't be at this event, right?
No, there's no public. And by the way, we have Colorado security, the highest security I hired, paid in for it to be there. So it's very very secure. We've had the people that are set up that I paid to run it and to get the for the security. It's the best.
So,
in the world.
All right. I think we gave Kevin everything he needs to know. I my question would be: of the 100 members of the United States Senate, you might get two there. You might get three there. I don't know, but I don't think that's the important thing. I think the important thing is the IT experts that they trust are there. And nobody's going to know their names, and that's fine. I don't know how many people know Sean Riley, but I'm telling you, he is the most important person that defends North Dakota every day against cyber attacks. Kevin, do you agree with that? I mean, that's who should be at this, shouldn't they, Kevin?
Well, I don't know who should be there from North Dakota, but certainly that's a title that would matter, and he'd be able to offer some expertise. He'd obviously be able to challenge anything that he didn't see was right, or give you the opportunity, or his peers the opportunity to clear things up. I'm going to have my chief of staff and my deputy chief of staff are going to be there, my chief legal counsel as well. So, and one of the things I've told them is, poke holes in it. Be aggressive. Cross-examine. Make sure that you know that you challenge everything that you see that you need to challenge. But if it's more of a technical conference than an evidentiary conference, you know that could be tricky. But you always need to be super prepared. So anyway, I don't know Sean, but certainly sounds like the right person, at least one of the right people to be there from North Dakota.
Mike, you know that our audience prays for you every day, right?
Well, yes, and thanks. And you know what? I want to thank everybody for that. It's been quite a 5 months here having all this information that these guys gathered and that these guys were heroes on election night and the days surrounding that. And then to be able to, people said, even the media has been hitting me and they'll go, why didn't you tell us sooner? I said, or show us sooner. I said, well, I had to validate and validate and validate it. I have spent millions on validation. Because I want, just like Kevin said there, I want attorney generals there, I want secretary of state there, governors there, anyone, I want them to try and poke holes in this because if anybody reads up on packet captures, if I tell you we have them all for the whole election, I'm telling you we have them all for the whole election.
God bless you, Mike.
You're going to be able to dial in on the state and say, what happened in this state? What happened in this county?
The most important thing you said today, though, is that towels are $39.95 if you use the promo code Scott. SC.
$39.99.
Okay.
Don't put out fake news there, Scott.
Oh, sorry. I was 4 cents off.
That's correct.
$39.99. Yeah,
that's the 4 cents you're going to get because that's all that's left in the profit for the radio.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Mike.
Use promo code Scott.
There you go. Exactly. You heard everything you need to hear right there. Mike Lindell, ladies and gentlemen, world-class entrepreneur. Unbelievable. Let's go to Mike in Fargo. Mike Fargo for Senator Kramer. You got a minute only. Go.
After listening to Mike Lindell and all the information they got and everything he's got the proof of it. Kevin, you're a senator. You voted to certify that election. I want to know if, one, you regret certifying it at that time, and if there shows and it's proven that these elections were completely cheated on and that Trump actually got more votes than Biden in those states. Are you willing to stand up and say we got to do something about it?
All right. Go ahead, Kevin. Well,
first of all, I never regret signing up for the Constitution of the United States. And I know that politics and emotions get frayed, but you still have to have two barometers, the Word of God and the Constitution of the United States. So, no, I don't regret that. And by the way, I think Mike Lindell would tell you he didn't have evidence on January 6th that would overturn the election either. So, but if in the meantime there's new evidence or there's now cleaner evidence or there's more specific evidence that can prove something, there are ways to, there are ways to go to try to rectify that. The one challenge that's always going to be there, you guys, is that there's never, ever been a challenge to an election after the fact that where there needed to be some sort of remedy. So there is no remedy, none that I know of. I've talked to lawyers. There's no remedy that they know of. There's a remedy for replacing the president and the vice president. It's called the Speaker of the House. And after that, it's the President Pro Tem of the Senate. So that would be Nancy Pelosi or, he just goes on. And then down through the cabinet. Pat Leahy, of course, comes after Nancy Pelosi. So I don't know the remedy for an election if there was actually enough evidence that a court that would, no doubt, a court case would have to go all the way to the Supreme Court.
We've talked on the other report.
Certify that.
Senator Kramer and one other senator met with Michael Lindell and all of the cyber experts on January 5th to try and find the evidence to be able to bring January 6th. Mike Lindell would tell you he didn't get any of this until January 20th, and that was 10% of it.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
the coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
July's here, a great month of savings at PetroServe USA. Roma pizza, 5 for $10. The big 5-ounce bags of giant seeds are $1.39. Wiley Wallaby Licorice, 2 for $5. Great stuff. Ice Mountain Water, a 1-liter, only 69 cents. And Firewood Bundles are $4.99. Plus, great daily specials like fresh baked muffins for 99 cents, 2 fresh baked cookies. Buy them, get one free. Buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents and much more at a PetroServe USA near you.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Jeff? Jeff Jamestown.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime, a free lifetime powertrain warranty on new Buicks, new GMCs, and most late model used vehicles of even other makes. So if you want to get a Ford, you want to get a Ram, whatever. Whatever floats your goat, as they say, that warranty is unlike anything else offered in the area. It does not cost you a dime. It's all about taking care of you. Shop, click, and drive now. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Two things we need to get to, and then we'll finish with the rest of these calls. One is Iran sanctions, because that was the part of an answer that I didn't get back to on the pipeline. Okay? On the pipeline. You hearing me, Kevin?
No, I do.
Okay. So, two things we need to get to. The Iran pipeline. I'm sorry, the Iran sanctions related to the pipeline question earlier. But first, this is Jeff and Jamestown earlier when I just asked a basic, simple question. If you had Senator Kramer, Senator Hovind, Congressman Armstrong in a room right now, what would you ask of them? Roll that clip.
This release, and RMA needs to get out here. When farmers call, hey, I need my crop looked at today, now, and we're going to make a decision. If there's not two bushels of wheat here, I need to hay it. Because if we have the next week of heat coming in, there isn't going to be much left to deal with. And there is huge herd liquidation underway. I mean, anywhere from 30 to 50% of the herds are being hauled to market that will not be here.
What did they just announce, though, in the last week? I thought we got approval to do it sooner.
You could graze a little bit of it. And it's so convoluted, and there's certain contracts you can or can't. If this was a normal year, okay, no problem. This drought is epic in the amount of feed we don't have. This is far worse than 88.
What did we do in 88 to fix the problem?
They released all CRP to be hayed right away July 5th.
All right, that's enough for you to get the gist of this. There was more to that. We played it earlier last hour. What do we do about his problem, Kevin?
So I understand it quite well, actually, and I'm not sure RMA is necessarily the problem. They're certainly in the value chain. But whoever his provider is, whoever he buys his insurance from, has adjusters. And the adjusters need to get out and review it. And I think that's what when he says RMA needs to get out here, get out here. No, I think what he's saying is an adjuster needs to get out here quickly. And not all adjusters, not all insurance companies are necessarily created equal. And they do have certain standards that have to be met.
Can I just inject real quickly? We did get a call after he was on from an adjuster. And the adjuster said the problem is, for that gentleman who called, his adjuster.
That's what she said.
And Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, she also said, we're telling our people, keep one strip and take everything else.
Yeah, she said, just basically keep a strip and you can hay the rest.
So you need, the one thing about the farmer knows their land, and they know if this is not a crop, this crop's not going to work out. And that you see a lot of it just driving around the countryside. At least I do. I recognize it. And I do wonder, can that be cut? Can that be grazed?
I do it every time I see a ditch. I want to cry. Yeah. DOT's out, like, it's just awful. Yeah.
Now, we were able to push and get some things done. It might be some of the things that he was talking about, and you were talking to him about, Scott, with regard to prevent plant acres. If he didn't get it planted, even by the late date, the farmer has to do certain things, normal care, even in a drought, all these things. We were able to get some of those things released, but to this person's point, we don't have a minute to spare, much less another week or two. And with regard to haying and grazing of like CRP acres, we're trying to get legislation passed quickly. Both John Thune and I are working on legislation. I'm sure all the others in the Midwest as well, that would move that date up faster. There's the August 1st is the actual primary nesting season date. That's what gets in the way, I think, of grazing CRP sooner, pheasants, all that stuff. But you guys, not only will there not be pheasants if we don't get something done and the farmers don't survive, they're not going to be anything to eat. So I get it. I get their frustration. We all know it. We're working as hard and as fast as we can. The bureaucracy is difficult, but some of it is legal too. And when I talk about legislation, it's the 2018 Farm Bill that sets those dates, for primary nesting season. I don't know how much flexibility the bureaucracy has.
We're also talking about a Biden bureaucracy now.
And we are. But Tom Vilsack, doggone it, he used to be governor, for crying out loud, of Iowa. You'd think he'd have.
Why doesn't he pull Trump's people back into FSA and RMA right now until they hire somebody? Right now.
Well, yeah, no, I got it. But I also think the urgency of it is very difficult for the bureaucracy to manage. There's no question. So to your point, why doesn't Vilsack do that? I don't know why he doesn't do that. All I can tell you is Senator Hoeven pounds on him hard. John Thune pounds on him hard. We all pound on him hard. He believes he's doing all that he can within the law. It's incumbent to change some of those laws, and none of that happens fast enough.
I'm glad you have respect for him. Former governor of Iowa, knows agriculture. We couldn't have any better person in there from the perspective of a Biden administration in agriculture. He's blowing it right now. He's blowing it by not having those positions filled. They don't have their own people in, and the Trump people are gone. Exactly. If he just went back to the Trump people, this would get fixed quicker. We've been hard on the FSA people of Trump's team, right? We've been hard on them here.
We have. Oh, yeah. And a lot of it, the locals, it's not that their fault either. Their hands are tied. One thing I would recommend, you mentioned that the adjuster said, go ahead and, cut.
Just leave one strip. Just leave one strip.
Later.
Yep. Yep.
I'm not going to advise anyone to do that, but I would advise you to call your insurance company and ask if you can do that, because you maybe get that done by noon. I don't know. But yeah. I think that's a practical solution.
Yeah, and I just keep asking for a new adjuster until somebody answers that way right now.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
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 We don't have time for Iran sanctions. Do you want to hang on just a minute to do that as the after?
Kevin Kramer, by the way, really smart guy.
Sure.
What did Larry Kudlow say? Larry Kudlow. You know who Larry Kudlow is, Doc?
Kevin Kramer, by the way, really smart guy.
I think that's the
new smart guy.
That's the new popcorn. If you knew where that was coming from, you'd be very impressed. Trump's top economic advisor right there. Kevin Kramer's a smart guy. God bless.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.